Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah to Jesus. We are so glad that you tuned in tonight, praise God. You're listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you live. Oh, to give thanks unto our God. Oh, there's no other name that we want to celebrate tonight in this season of Thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God all the praise. Give God all the honor. Oh, he has poured out his blessings. Yes, yes, he has. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet? God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Praise God. That's the type of God we serve. That's the loving God that we serve. Praise God. He just wants us to come to him and admit to him that we have sinned and come short of his glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Yes, he is. He is a wonderful God. Praise God. And did you just thank him enough Thanksgiving Day? No, we're going to continue to give thanks unto our God. Hallelujah. For he is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, most gracious one. You are a loving God. You are a kind God. And Lord, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor that is due unto your name. God, we recognize you is all that we need. And we are thankful, God, for all that you have done for us. God, you blessed us on Thanksgiving Day, oh God, to be with family and friends, to partake, oh God, of all the lovely dainties. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we are so mindful of what you've done. Oh, praise your name. Father, look on those that didn't have. But God, we know, God, that you supply their every need. Praise God. And Father, oh, thank you for the ones that may have been ill. Oh, God, Father, I pray healing upon their bodies tonight. Maybe someone, oh, God, weren't feeling very well. Oh, God, had lost a loved one. But, God, I know you can bring comfort and cheer again. Oh, Father God, many of us may have gone through things, and many of us may have not. But, God, our heart goes out to those, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that may have went through tragic accidents or whatever the need may be. Because we know, oh, God, that things happen. Oh, God, at the least time we expect. But, God, we know, God, that you are still in the midst, oh, God, and, God, that you are willing to reach down, oh, God, with that hand, oh, God, and pick us up and carry us again in your loving arms, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my God, for being our God. And, Lord, we'll continue to give you thanks. We'll continue to praise you. We'll continue to offer up sacrifices of praise unto you. For you are our God. Praise God. Oh, God, continue to bless your people. I pray blessings upon your people, God. Yes, Lord God, there is no one. There's no one, oh, God, like you. Oh, Father, thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I want y'all to pray for my co-host because she's out tonight. Praise God. Weren't feeling well, but she's going to be okay. Praise God. So keep her in your prayers. Keep all those that are, are going through at this time of the season for any one thing. We know Jesus is the answer. Yes, he is, for the season. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I pray that you had a happy and a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. I pray that you did. Praise God. Hallelujah. God said he will withhold no good thing from those that walk upright before him. Praise God. I also pray for my loving friend who lost her mother, and we funeralized her on yesterday. She was 97 years old. Miss Joanne Frank buried her mother, Mother Georgetta Carter. And we witnessed that going away. So right at the time of Thanksgiving, we do witness different hurts and pains and whatever that may fall upon us, but God is able. Yes, he is. So we continue to lift up our sons, our daughters, those in prison, those that are sick, those in nursing homes, or wherever they may be, all across this country, all over the world, we continue to lift them up. All those that are in authority, in government, praise God, we ask God's wisdom upon them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. There is no God. There is nothing like Jesus. He's the master. He's my savior. His name is Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just call upon the name of Jesus. Believe on him. Praise God. And I know that he'll do great things for you, whatever you're asking him of. Praise God. God said, ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. God's word is so true. He won't fail you. No, he won't fail you. Praise God. Well, we're going to continue. Praise God. In this mood of Thanksgiving. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to continue praising God. Since this is our last time before we go into the December month, praise God, we want to continue giving God thanks today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Praise God. Praise God. Thanksgiving is distinct from praise, which is distinct from worship. Thanksgiving relates to God's deeds, what he has done. Praise relates to God's character, who he is. And worship relates directly to God's holiness. Isn't it awesome? Many times we don't know the meaning of things, but when we go in and search out God's word, oh, it teaches us, and it leads us, and it guides us on what Thanksgiving is all about. And we do give thanks. Oh, we give thanks. I'm going to read that again. Praise God. Thanksgiving is distinct from praise, which is distinct from worship. Thanksgiving relates to God's deeds, what he has done. Praise relates to God's character, who he is. Worship relates directly to God's holiness. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The aspects of God is so, so pure, so immeasureless. Praise God. Thanksgiving is a New Testament term. Praise is an Old Testament word. The New Testament scripture regularly relates to thanksgiving that can be done in one heart and is in private. People don't have to see what's going on between God. Only you and God know what's going on in your heart. And these references, of course, are made in the Greek language. All the Hebrew terms from the Old Testament for praise have a connotation of being public and open. Thanksgiving may be silent or private, but praise is vocal and public. Oh, praise God. That's why God told us to don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see these days appearing. We can come publicly before Him with all the people and praise God together. Praise God. And these references, of course, are made in the Greek language. All of the Hebrew terms from the Old Testament for praise have a connotation of being public and open. Thanksgiving may be silent or private, but praise is vocal and public. Thanksgiving occurs when we breathe a prayer of thanks to God. Praise occurs when we thank God publicly, telling others of what He has done for us. Isn't that awesome? We ought to be thanking God publicly, letting people know what God has done for us. There appears to be no term meaning thank you in the Hebrew language. Many of our translations carry the word thanks or thanksgiving, but these words are used in an explanatory sense. In the Old Testament culture, the word used in place of thanks was praise. The word often translates as thanks in the Old Testament is related to the word or hand. The Hebrew concept of giving thanks is stretching out our or lifting up our hands to God. The New Testament Greek, the word for thanks is the word cherish. This is the root word from which charismatic comes from and is related to the word for grace. In other words, thanksgiving is an appropriate response to God's grace in our lives. Awesome. Thanksgiving is an appropriate response to God's grace in our lives. Grace is being poured out continuously in our lives. God's grace is extended at no end in our lives. Isn't God awesome? Praise God. We must give thanks. The word states in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 19, rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This concerns you because you are part of God. Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. The Spirit of God wants to speak to us, through us, conform us to Himself. He wants to do mighty and great things for us. This is God's will for us. If we don't give thanks, we are out of God's will. Isn't that awesome? We are out of God's will if we don't give God thanks, because He wants us to give thanks and praise, thanksgiving and praise unto Him. Praise God. There has been much confusion concerning this verse. Many people attribute everything that happened in their lives to God, and they regarded as God's will for them. Praise God.
But this poses a serious question. Are we supposed to give thanks when a friend is killed? When someone dies of cancer? At face value, it appears that that is what this verse is saying. Some people do believe innumerously that everything that happens, good or bad, comes from God. If that is true, then I am supposed to thank God when an acquaintance of mine dies and goes to hell. This cannot be true. The Bible says in 1 John 3:8, declares, "For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that we might destroy the works of the devil." If Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, then the devil absolutely has been working. How does he work? Jesus describes the devil's work in John 10:10. "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. I am come that ye might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The works of the devil are stealing, killing, and destroying. That's his aim in our lives, especially on holidays like we are celebrating. You think he wants you to be happy? No. Praise God. The Bible does not command us to thank God for the devil's work. No. We are rather encouraged to thank God for what God has done. We must stop blaming God for the things that the devil has been doing. Many people have believed that way. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we read, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ, God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Notice in the word "in," this is different than the word "for." For we are not commanded to give thanks for everything that happened. We are to give thanks in the midst of whatever is happening. We give thanks in the midst of disease by saying, "By his stripes we are healed." 1 Peter 2:24. "I give thanks that he took my infirmities and bare my sickness." You see how you change your language? Matthew 8:17, "I give thanks," according to Exodus 15:26, "that I am God, that I am the God that healeth thee." In other words, we give thanks for God's answer to Satan's attacks. This is celebrating the triumph of Christ. Praise God. The simple principle is that we can give thanks for the word of God. We don't give thanks for the things that have us bound. We give thanks that we don't have to remain bound. It is the word of God that sets us free, and our thanksgiving uplifts the power of that word in our lives. This gets our faith moving and prepares us for the miracle working power of God. Thanksgiving is fruit of the Spirit. Thanksgiving essentially is an expression of the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:17-20 states, "Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." 18, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit." 19, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is important that we notice what Paul is saying to us here. In verse 17, he commands us to understand the will of God. Praise God. And then proceeds to tell us that the will of God is to be filled with the Spirit and not to be drunk with wine. However, it is just as wrong for a Christian not to be filled with the Spirit as it is for a Christian to be drunk with wine. In verse 19, Paul tells us how to fulfill the will of God by speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So we ought to be relating to one another, uplifting one another, encouraging one another. God will put a song in your heart at the least time you think. One of the manifestations of being filled with the Spirit is giving thanks to God. Thanksgiving is a manifestation of the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Don't claim to be filled with the Spirit if you are not a person who is constantly giving thanks unto God, the Lord. Matthew 12 and 34 says, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." It is the heart is filled with thanksgiving. It will come out of your mouth. We are to give thanks to God in the midst of all things. An unthankful person simply is not full of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will continually manifest itself in thanksgiving that comes forth from our mouth. If we want to move into healing, if we want to see the manifestation of the power of God, then thanksgiving will release an anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that thanksgiving comes out of our mouth. We prepare our inner man for what God will do in the Spirit. We prepare ourselves in that inner man, and we await for God to do something. Oh, yes, are you looking for God to do something great? It may be financial. It may be on a marriage. It may be a healing. It may be something great that you want. Praise God, you've been looking for. God can do anything but fail. Psalms 104-5 states that we are called to enter his gates with thanksgiving and to come into his courts with praise, to give thanks unto him. The first stage of our approach in coming before God involves thanksgiving. This gets us through the gate. In Psalms 105, we are told why we should thank the Lord, for he is good. His love and kindness is everlasting. Thank you, Father. His faithfulness is to all generations. Thank you, Father. We praise God not because of the way we feel, but because of who he is. Praise God. Praise God. Awesome God. Awesome God. An important verse on thanksgiving is found in Philippians 4:6-7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. The peace of God. We need the peace of God. We want the peace of God. Praise God. Notice the relationship we hear here between supplications and thanksgiving. Supplication means to make make a prayer request. Most of us regularly bring our request to the Lord, asking him to meet our various needs. Paul here makes it clear that this kind of prayer must be preceded by thanksgiving. In everything we do, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Thanksgiving must penetrate all that we do, especially our praying. We are never to ask God for something without thanking him first for what he has already done. This is the principle that prepares our hearts for great faith. It is easy to see how, when we thank God for the great deeds of the past, we prepare our spirits to believe that if he has done something like the present. Thanksgiving is a preliminary step to great faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, if we were to make a list of the recent events in our lives for which we can thank the Lord, and were to enumerate those before him in our prayers, we would see far more answers to prayer than we do. It is impossible to go through a list of God's blessings without sensing a surge of faith in the inner man. This, of course, prepares us for miracles and healing. Thanksgiving strengthens our faith. Thanksgiving has a way of getting the wheel of faith moving in our spirit. There is a certain amount of in our faith that has to be overcome. Thanksgiving is an action that we can take against that in order to get our faith active. When we begin to count what God has done, it doesn't take very long to get excited about what he's about to do now. We can truly get to think about that. God, I know what you've done, and I know what you're going to do. God, you have done it before, and I know, God, you can do it again because you said it in your word. God, you can do anything but fail. Praise God. Yes, yes, yes. Thanksgiving. Praise God. I am certain that the devil hates Thanksgiving. He hates for you to say that word, Thanksgiving. He does not want to hear you say that word, Thanksgiving. Because you're not thanking him, you're giving it unto the Lord. Praise God. The power of Thanksgiving through our personal testimony is more than we can imagine. Paul relates his testimony of what God has done in his life several times in the New Testament. He was obsessed with God's intervention on his behalf. Thanksgiving helps us to focus not on the problem, but on the answer. It reminds us that we are really victors when we are exalting God. The devil will try to hold our minds by having us focus on the reality of the present. He will encourage us to think thoughts full of fear. But Thanksgiving turns that whole process around and gets us moving in God's direction. I have noticed this principle over the years, how God always turns things around for our good. Thanksgiving is necessary to get faith moving strong. Notice in Philippians 4 and 6, Paul says, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. This was not just a teaching of Paul. It was something that he did regularly. Paul prayed. He gave thanks unto his God. Praise God. All of Paul's prayers on behalf of the believers began with thanks. in Romans 1:8, he says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. For all of you. He didn't leave nobody out. You know, we want to get selfish. We want to just thank God for what he done for us. But Paul is teaching us that we ought to thank God for everybody, all of you. What's God doing in your life? Praise God. Hallelujah. First, I want to thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. Ephesians 1:15, he writes, I cease not to give thanks for you. Philippians 1:3, thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Every remembrance. We need to get down to brass tacks with God. Colossians 1:3, we give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. We ought to think more highly of others, the word say, than we do of ourselves. And these scriptures right now is telling us that. See how Paul prayed for others, for all of you. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 1:2. We give thanks to God always for all of you. You know, I didn't know that was written in the Bible like that until I studied this. For all of you. For all of you. 2 Timothy 1:3. Thank God. Paul always thanked God first before he interceded for the people who were receiving his letter. Thanksgiving also was important in the life of Jesus Christ. In John 6, we have the miraculous story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. It was still about the other person when he came to Jesus. Praise God. A great multitude of people had been following him for quite some time. Jesus wanted to feed them, and he told his disciples to find some food. Andrew found a little boy with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He brought the food to Jesus, and Jesus took the loaves, and after giving thanks, listen who gave thanks, Jesus. After giving thanks, he gave the food to the disciples to give to the people. He did not pray. He just gave thanks to the Father. His thanksgiving led him to an intermediate miracle that provided food enough for at least 5,000 people. Just giving thanks unto God. And sometimes we are too selfish, we don't even do that. Just giving thanks unto God. We are so forgetful. We are so ashamed. We are so naive. All God wants is our thanksgiving and praise. And then it ushers us into deeper depths with God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Thanksgiving triggers miracles. Jesus did not perform this miracle as the Son of God. According to Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. It was the Holy Spirit working through Jesus that performed this miracle, and it was thanksgiving that triggered the ability of the Holy Spirit in Jesus for that miracle. Thanksgiving, therefore, is the trigger that prepares us for the miracle working power of God. Yes, praise God. You say you want a miracle. Go before God in thanksgiving and praise. That's what he's asking of us. Praise God. Come before me with thanksgiving and praise. Praise God. In John 11, we have the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. When Jesus arrived in Bethany, the people were upset that he had not arrived earlier because they felt that he probably could have healed Lazarus before he died. Jesus was disturbed by their unbelief and commanded that they rolled the stones away from the door of the tomb. And when they took the stones away, Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you. Thank thee that thou hast heard me." Notice the verb, the past tense. "Father, I thank you that you have already heard me." Jesus is awesome. God is almighty. He simply gave thanks, and this thanksgiving was the trigger for the greater miracle of his ministry. Lazarus rose from the dead when Jesus had given thanks. We ought to give thanks, y'all, more often. We ought to just give thanks all during the day, because I'm telling you, oh, in this thanksgiving, oh, my God, somebody forgot God. Praise God. There is no question that thanksgiving was manifested in the life of Jesus as a prelude to the manifestation of the miracle working power. In Luke 17, we have the story of the 10 lepers who came to Jesus for healing. He told them to go and show themselves to the priest, and as they went, they were healed. In verse 15 said, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." Praise God. He turned back and thanked God. And Jesus said to him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." I'm telling you, if you want a healing tonight, get into that thanksgiving. God, I believe the river is flowing. Praise God. Get into that praise and thanksgiving unto God. Praise God. Let us notice something about this story. All 10 lepers were healed. They were all healed physically, but something extra happened to one of that. This one man, the phrase, "thy faith has made thee whole," is an interesting one. The word that Jesus used in the Greek is sozo, which means to save. It is an all-exclusive word for salvation. It involved the salvation of the soul as well as healing of the body. When Jesus is saying to the man, is that his soul has been saved by his giving thanks to Jesus, he was brought into the right eternal relationship with God, giving thanks for his healing. I tell you, there is a way. God has designed a way for us to be set free, for us to be loose from every chain, for us to be healed from every disease. We must learn. If we study this word of God, it will teach us all things, he says, all things, giving thanks for what God has done in the past makes the deeds permanent. If you have been healed and you want to remain here, thank God continually for that healing. That makes it permanent. There is a great lesson to be learned here about the process of salvation as well. Thanksgiving brings God's saving process into effect in our lives. There's a great story from the Old Testament that Father illustrates the principle of giving, thanksgiving. It is found in the book of Jonah. Praise God. It is a great sacrifice of Jonah to thank God in the midst of his situation. But it was thanksgiving that got his faith moving. It is very difficult for us to praise God in those kinds of circumstances. You may feel that you are in the belly of a fish. You may feel that there is seaweed tied around your neck, that you are about to die. But if you will start giving God thanks in the circumstances, no matter how bad it is, then your faith will get you moving and your spirit, and prepare yourself for the miracle from God. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Psalms of David can divide us into two groups: Psalms of deceptive praise, descriptive praise, and the Psalms of declarative praise. In the Psalms of declarative praise, the emphasis is on what God has done for his people. These Psalms declare the glory of God. Thanksgiving relates directly to the Psalm of my tongue getting tired because I'm talking. Declarative praise. In the Psalm of deceptive praise, the psalmist exalts in the person of God, his attributes, his essence, who he is. A relationship with God cannot exist without praise. There's no impersonal way of expressing praise to the Almighty God. Of all the books in the Old Testament, the books of Psalms is the most read by Christian families. Our moments of great joy, and to those times of terror, when we seem to be out of all from him, out of his presence, when it seems as though God is nowhere around. The Psalms have everything: music, beauty, wisdom, theology, and experience. Praise God. The English word Psalms is a transliteration of the Greek word title in the book, the Greek word psalmina, which first translated from the Latin word psalma and then into English as psalms. The Greek literally means a striking of the fingers on a string of a guitar or musical instrument. Then the word took the extended meaning of a song with strings accompaniment. So the meaning of the Greek title in the book is sacred song, psalm to music, accompaniment. The book of the Psalms is a book of music. The Hebrew word for psalms is telium, a term of music. The longest book in the Bible is the book of music. Praise God. Sometimes the psalmist expresses a lament, but even those psalms finally end in praise. Psalms, according to Webster's Third New Dictionary, means the act of glorifying and extolling God. Praise means speaking well of, extolling and magnifying the virtues of someone. Praise comes from a close relationship with God. Praise must always be vocal. It is not silent. Thanksgiving occurs when we whisper a prayer of thanks to God. Praise occurs when we tell someone else about God's goodness. Praise God. Well, you had just had some excerpts on Psalms of Thanksgiving. I pray that you will just continue in this Thanksgiving now through the rest of your life. You know what it takes to bring you into that oneness. You know what it takes to get your healing. You know what it takes to get God's attention. Give him thanks.
give him praise. Let him be with you. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you, and may he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he give you peace. May you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising, sitting down, in everything that you do. Give God the praise. Give him all the glory and all the honor which rightfully belongs to him. Oh, I guarantee you God has a blessing for you. Praise God. Don't forget about Minister Janice Williams on Friday. And also God's Favorites again on Sunday. Would like to encourage you in victorious living. Praise God. Be blessed, and please come back and be with us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.